We're talking with Erin Shapiro. She's a grant facilitator at the Kentucky Center for Agriculture and Rural Development. Erin, thank you so much for spending some time with us today talking about producer grants and how some of the assistance that you all can provide producers looking for grants in Kentucky. Tell me a little bit about what you do at KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Agriculture and Rural Development.
Thank you. My role as a grant facilitator, I work primarily with the Agribusiness Grant Facilitation Program, which is a program within KCARD. KCARD is the Kentucky Center for Agriculture and Rural Development, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization established in 2001 to facilitate agriculture diversification and rural business development in Kentucky. We provide a wide range of things from education to business support, but the grant facilitation program is specific to helping farmers and agribusinesses find funding for projects in Kentucky.
So as you help farmers and agribusiness find sources of funding, what are some things that you advise producers to always keep in mind as they're looking for grants? Maybe a sort of a short checklist of things that you always wish people knew before they start, maybe.
Well, applying for grants is a time-consuming process, and all grant programs are competitive on some level. So the first thing to do is to make sure an applicant's eligible and determine if the project that they're thinking of is a good fit. Writing grants really requires three things: time, planning, and determination. And that's what we do at KCARD, is we help people work through the process. So the first thing we would do is help people determine if they're eligible for a program, because every program is different. So some programs only government can apply, universities, others farmers and agribusinesses can apply for. So that's the first thing to do. And then really to look deeper at, are you a good fit for the program? It's important to understand that every different grant program has a different set of objectives, and so you really want to make sure that your project is in line with those objectives. Sometimes you need to have multiple producer impact, sometimes there's different technical requirements, and making sure that you can meet those things is really important. One of those things is match. So a lot of programs require dollar-for-dollar match. Others will allow for some in-kind match, which would be the value of your time or the value of your product, sometimes space if it was somebody was donating retail space to a project. But every project is different, and so to make sure you have that match is an important first step, because if you don't have that, you don't want to put many hours into a project to realize that you're not even going to be eligible. We also work with people to work through the registration requirements. Federal grants in particular have a lot of different steps that you have to go through. You're required to have a DUNS number, a SAMS number, and sometimes a grants.gov account. And so those are government registrations that are free. You should never pay for those things, but we help people step through that process. And so if anybody needs help with that, that's something we can help with. And then we also, once people have been determined to be a good fit and are applying for projects, we help review grant applications, and we provide feedback to help our applicants strengthen their applications and to give them the best shot at being successful.
So one of the things that you all do related to the government requirements is, if somebody's wondering whether or not they've got all their proper registrations and where they need to go, you can look at the grant that they're applying for and help them and make sure that they're signed up and registered where they need to be, correct?
Absolutely. And it's a time-consuming process. And so if you're looking particularly at federal grants, you need to be starting well in advance, because it can take 6 to 8 weeks to get all those registrations in place. And we have a registration guide to help step people through that process.
Now, I know that one of the things that many grants require is for the agribusiness or producer to include a business plan with their grant application. Talk a little bit about that step as with some of the grants you've worked with and why that's important to have a business plan, even if you're not going to apply for a grant in the end.
Right. Well, a business plan is required for some grant programs and not for others. I will say, as a grant facilitator, if you've gone through the work of developing a business plan, it's helpful for preparing a strong application. Business planning is something that KCARD offers for free to Kentucky farmers and agribusinesses, and I highly recommend folks take advantage of the service whether or not they're looking for grants. A business plan is really advantageous. It helps you look at your business. You describe what you want to do. You develop your marketing plan. You work through your management and operations plan, and you develop your financial plan. So it really, it provides you a structure, kind of a roadmap for here's where I am. This is what I want to sell. This is what I have. And it helps you determine that break-even point. It helps you identify expenses and costs that you might have overlooked that are you're going to occur. And it shows you, it helps you determine what you have to do to be successful to make your business grow. So I always really encourage business planning for folks.
You mentioned time, planning, and go ahead. Yeah.
And if you come to me where you've already had a business plan, it really makes me happy because your odds are improved of getting a grant.
So that would fit in with the whole general category of planning. You mentioned time planning and determination that you see so important in the grant process. Tell me just a little bit more about that determination part and what exactly that means and what producers that are interested in grants might be able to bring in that area as they apply.
Well, I feel like my strongest applicants are folks that are really determined and that have a good project and put the time in to developing a strong project and really think through all the steps. And also don't give up, because a grant application, I feel like that anybody, I like to see applicants write their own projects rather than use a grant writer per se. And I find that no particular part is all that complicated, but there's so many parts and pieces to a grant application. So laying yourself out a timeline and being determined that I'm going to get my DUNS number this week and I'm going to work on my SAMs next week, and I'm going to work on developing my partnership relationship and really going through all of the requirements, because grant applications are extremely competitive. And so if you're going to go to the effort of applying for a grant, you need to be all in, because you really need to produce an A-plus proposal. And so that's what we help people do. And we find people that are the most determined are generally the most successful.
What are some ways that people can find out more about the resources available through KCARD if they're interested in looking for or applying for grants that are for Kentucky producers?
We can be found online at www.kcard.info. And also, you can email us at kcard@kcard.info or reach us by phone at 859-550-3972. We have a lot of resources on the website that you're welcome to access. And we also send out a funding email and newsletter list. And if you reach out to us, we'll be happy to get you on that list. We also do grant workshops in the fall and winter seasons generally. And so if that's something you would be interested in, signing up for those lists is probably the best way.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about KCARD and producer grants today.
Great. We really appreciate your time.